guess what? We found out that the porta potty is still in St. George.
Well, I hope it's not being used all this time.
Or doesn't take much to get Danny excited, does it?
A big footnote.
It's been sort of an ongoing running joke throughout this entire season of Adventures Along the Trail to have people mention our porta potty. And so this session is devoted specifically to the porta potty and what has become of it. Now, I will tell you that my fondest memory of the porta potty was when it would get toilet papered, and also when someone came up to me and told me with true sincerity and very earnestly that, quote, "This is the cleanest porta potty I have ever seen." Thank you very much for taking time to visit with us and remember and reminisce and chuckle and help all of our listeners not wonder what's happened to the porta potty.
Yeah. Our first really great story about the porta potty is out of, I think, McPherson, Kansas. We came rolling in the early evening, and the bishop of the local congregation met us there with his wife and a couple of the kids and some of the other members of the congregation. And the wife came up to her husband just chuckling and said, "My neighbor called me and said, Mildred, be careful. There's gypsies in town. They got their own porta potty."
That would be about right.
Yep.
And what was really funny was they said that the bishop had sent people out to look for us. You know, we're talking about the Mormon Battalion meeting people on the trail and all these things, all these coincidental meetings. And these people had been out on the roads all day looking for us.
Oh.
And I guess they didn't spot our porta potty.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting.
It has been the source of much mirth.
Today I was trying to share some of my experiences with my sister-in-law, and she said, "Well, Denny, couldn't you just lay the porta potty down?"
Yeah, we've tried to do that here at home, and it doesn't work.
It works fine as long as the basement's not flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as long as there's nothing in it, you can put it wherever you want.
I said to her, "Well, you don't really want a dry porta potty."
Well, I can tell you this, that I took it to one scout event, and then Curtis and I had to immediately leave that event and then go to a family event up in Zion Canyon. And the quickest way between the two is a dirt bumpy road. And we were kind of pressed for time. we were pressed for time. And so I figured, well, it's on the trailer. It ain't coming off. Just keep driving. We drove. And when we got there, we looked at it from a distance, and we decided we'd park at the far end of the parking lot.
Have to wash it out.
Well, now that hurts my feelings, because I had people hike with us over Christmas week that said it was the cleanest porta potty they had ever seen.
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Not anymore.
It was a pretty rough road.
We got toilet papered with it once.
Oh, did you?
Twice, yeah.
Yes, Kevin was saying tonight, you know, I've decided, I think people really didn't toilet paper the ATV. I think it was just we were driving down the road and the door opened and, you know, it just kind of got on the ATV. And I said, "Kevin, no." Because we were walking, and when we came up to the ATV in the trailer, there was toilet paper all around it and wrapped around it. He said, "Oh, okay."
I'd forgotten that minor detail.
But twice we got the toilet paper from the porta potty wrapped around the ATV and things on it.
Well, I do know that if you don't have if you don't secure the roll of toilet paper, but with all the jiggling on the trailer and the wind blowing through it, you can have a tail coming out the back of the trailer of TP.
See? See? Oh. See?
Yes, it's possible. It's feasible. I've seen it.
Well, maybe that's how one of them happened.
Yeah.
Well, great memories of the porta potty and you guys. So thanks again for making time for us tonight.
So, Becky, you came driving into the Scout headquarters there in San Diego, where we were parked with our RV and our box truck and our two towing vehicles. And on the back of our little load boy trailer, we had a
porta potty. Yes, you did.
And what was your impression of that?
Well, I was very grateful that you had that with you, because I, you know, that would have been a long trip without it.
Well, you can thank Denny for that, because, you know, having been a scout for so many years, it's just like, well, you know, just find a clump of bushes off the road or off the trail. And
yeah, but you men don't think about women.
Thank you.
And Kansas is pretty flat, and there's no bushes in Kansas.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So Denny explained it to me, and I kind of kicked and, you know, fussed about it for a few weeks. But, yeah, finally I decided, well, okay, I get it. We'll have to get a porta potty. And we thought about it. We said, well, we don't want to have to, you know, pay the outrageous fees to have it cleaned out every time. So we just had it modified to put a dump valve like you'd have on an RV. Onto it, because of course we had the RV and we had to dump it occasionally, so we just figured we'd modify it and have it for ourselves. But I was so glad the porta potty, and by the way, I don't know if you know it, but that was always known as the Buddy Ebsen Memorial Porta Potty.
Buddy Ebsen Memorial Porta Potty.
Yeah,
that's good.
And for those of you who don't know, you young people, Buddy Ebsen was the actor that played Jed Clampett on Beverly.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't get that? Oh, Mark.
I was scratching my head. I was waiting for somebody to explain it.
I was right with you, Mark.
I've learned it's best sometimes to keep your mouth shut so people will only think you're stupid and they won't know it.
Well, that porta potty has been mentioned in almost every single interview. And since we're talking about San Diego and at the scout camp, I think it's only fitting that we should let all of our listeners know what happened to the porta potty, because that was one of our big worries, was how were we going to get that porta potty back to Michigan? Because we didn't have room to take it back to Michigan.
How could we unload all this junk that we had accumulated?
So Your trailer didn't, you weren't taking the trailer back with you that it was on?
Oh, yeah, we were.
We were, but we took everything we sold the RV.
Oh.
And we took.
And the yellow truck.
The yellow truck we sold in Salt Lake. We didn't have a vehicle. We bought a truck, and then we piled everything we owned that we had to take back to Michigan on that flatbed truck. Kevin built some sides onto it. Higher, and we covered it with a tarp, and that's what we pulled home to Michigan. But we did not have a way to get the memorial porta potty back to Michigan, and here comes Mark.
And we didn't want the porta potty in Michigan, to be frank.
Well, how I remember it,
excellent. This is
we
good.
Are laying in bed at 6 a.m. and Mark says, Kevin needs to get rid of that porta potty. So what do you think? And I thought, Mark, it's 6 a.m. What do you think I'm thinking? And anyway, so
it depends on how full. Wait. It depends on how full your bladder is at that time.
That's true. So anyway, so he proceeds to tell me, well, I kind of told him that I would buy it from him. And I said, well, oh, that's fine. So where are you going to put it? And I probably shouldn't say this, but it is still in our backyard.
There we go. If anyone
so wants... now you know the rest of the story.
So if anyone wants a Battalion Trek artifact,
exactly, I'll give it to you. I will even have Mark deliver it to you.
I don't know about that one.
Hang on to it. I may need it next summer.
Well, I am so glad that you were on this call, Becky. This is a backstory we probably would not have heard.
Probably not.
Oh, gosh.
Mark would remember it differently than I do.
We've used the memorial at a few scout events. That's the reason I bought it. In fact, Saturday, I don't remember what day it was that you came through town, but that next morning, I got up and ran down the street to talk to one of my scout buddies and say, hey, what do you think? We could use one of these at our local camp that hasn't got facilities developed. And I explained to him my concern and everything. He says, okay, I guess, whatever. Go buy it. So we did.
Well, we were so grateful.
Yeah.
You want such things to find a good home, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we're still looking for a good home for it because we're kind of out of the scouting business right now.
Yeah, us too. Hang on to it. I may need I'm serious about that. Hang on to it.
Thank you very much for taking time to visit with us and remember and reminisce and chuckle and help all of our listeners not wonder what's happened to the porta potty. Well, great memories of the porta potty and you guys. So thanks again for making time for us tonight.
Sounds great.
All righty. Hey, thanks you guys. Have a great night.
You too.
Yep,
thanks.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Sure love you, bud.
Sure love you too.
We have Becky and Mark Woodbury to thank for this enlightening episode.